brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chris Jordan just made a really good point. I'm going to cover it in the next segment after your phone calls. He said, could the big spikes, which are in the news, of natural radiation, radon, and other things around the country, could it be associated with not fracking, like I was saying, because that can bring it up. I'm sure that's part of it. But more than that, the super volcano that's all of Yellowstone that would destroy the entire United States, top scientists have said on record. Just imagine the levels of natural radiation bound in the earth that are released during big volcanic eruptions or during earthquakes, and then think about that super volcano and all the bubbling sulfur and all the bubbling gases that are coming out. I bet that's part of why all over the United States they're getting radioactive snow, you name it. I bet it's the volcano. Now, certainly some of it's Fukushima, but all I know is radiation levels are going up all over North America. And so that's why we're investigating, and starting out with our crew on the West Coast is a good way to draw attention to it, show that experts come out of the woodwork, and so we can have physicists on, and so people pay attention to this issue, and so we can set the agenda of talking about real things, not diversions. Now, we're talking to Jane in Florida. And she says she was a nuclear decontamination technician and that she thinks the levels of 250 millirads, or however you're technically supposed to describe it, is really dangerous. But according to the physicists and people we've had on, they're saying it would take months being around that for it to have any discernible effect. I mean, it's coming down in the snow. This stuff's happening all over the place. And sure, you live in a house that has radon gas, it can kill you, you know, over a few years if you don't know about a radon leak coming up from a fissure in the earth. Austin, Texas has a ton of radon because of the limestone and the old volcanoes. There's three of them that surround Austin, three extinct volcanoes, but they're not really completely extinct. But so quantify, Jane, what you're saying about the radiation readings that we showed.
Well, at 250 MR an hour, we would not be allowed to hang out in that area at all.
I agree. The physicists have been saying that they should be warning people not to swim in the ocean there. So that's why we're there.
Yes. But the way I was taught back in the old days when we were taught that this stuff was really dangerous for us. And out at the nuclear plants, they have areas, like I said, sectioned off, and they tell us we're not allowed to go. And I can't remember because it's been so long since I've been out there. I know anything greater than 1,000 MR an hour, that would require a special MRP. It would have to be an HP continuous coverage. You'd have to have somebody there with you at all times.
But like you said, that was the old days. Now the EPA says radiation's not bad for you. George Monbiot says that we should be thankful for Fukushima. That's a quote. And so in the new age of death, it's a good thing.
Well, I come from old school, and they originally taught me you do not want to get this stuff inside of you. And in the middle of my time in the nuclear industry, they changed the rules, and they took our respirators away from us and said dose is dose is dose, no matter whether it's contamination.
Hold on, I'm going to hold you over because I read about this, and I'm going to show some articles when we come back. I want to give you the floor to talk about your work, what you did, where you were. And because, I mean, I can tell you're telling the truth because I've done some layman research on this. And, by the mid-80s, they began to just say, you know what, don't worry about radiation. It's not bad. And don't wear respirators and don't worry about it. And so what they've done is they unofficially raised what they say is safe, just like DU in 1990. Before that, they wouldn't let them use DU. And they said, you know what, go ahead and use it. And now they're like, don't wear a mask. Don't decon. This stuff's good for you. Oh, the whole SEAL team had deformed kids? Well, that's all right. It's good. We love you. So stay there. I'm going to come back, Jane, if you tell your whole story and break this down for folks. This is important to understand. Yeah, I know. I'm telling my reporters not to hang out in these areas, even though the government says it's safe.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Could increased radiation levels across the United States be caused by the giant supervolcano that's becoming active in Yellowstone? We're going to talk about that coming up after calls and going over the news. Jane is talking about how she was a nuclear decontamination technician at nuclear power plants for a long time, and how, and she's going to give you a timeline because I'm actually aware of what she's saying. I've researched it. What she's saying is accurate and true, so I want you to hear from an expert. Then they started saying, oh no, radiation is no longer dangerous. A dose is a dose is a dose. Go ahead and don't wear respirators. Don't worry about higher levels of radiation. It's no big deal. And they're now officially saying they're going to raise the radiation levels of what they say is safe, and that's now been done. Just like they wouldn't let the troops use depleted uranium for a 30, 40-year history of it being developed in the late 40s in the nuclear weapons industry. And then by 1990, they said, you know what, go ahead and let the U.S. military use it. And then now they use it as shooting ranges. Now it's used in forklifts. Now it's in airplane parts. It's just everywhere. It's almost like they're aliens running things that really live in a radioactive environment, and they want us to make things radioactive. I'm not really saying that. I don't believe that before Rachel Maddow plays that clip. I'm saying that's the level of you look for logic. You look for a reason. Why would you do this? Why would you contaminate your own environment? Why would you crap in your own nest? Why would you destroy your children's future? And it's really that maybe they're controlled by Beelzebub, the old red-tailed space alien. And, of course, I'm being somewhat sarcastic there, but that's really what this comes down to, whether whatever cosmology you put on it, these people are bad news. And here's some of those articles. Radiation alerts hit U.S. cities. That's out of WorldNet Daily last year in December. As huge increases popped up all over the United States. All over the United States. It lists them here in Reno, Nevada, and California, and Utah, and just western cities, but also eastern cities and midwestern cities. 456 compared to what they claim the regular levels, 15 to 20 to 30. Numbers of 279, 222. And we're finding stuff over 1,000, which is what the local radiologists and people are going out there with Geiger counters. And then the health department's like, yeah, well, we found 500% increase, but we're not going to investigate it. It's no big deal. It's this attitude of don't investigate. That's why I've been harping on this. Now, I've got a bunch of other breaking news here that we need to get to, but we'll do that after we take some of these calls. I mean, let me just give you a taste of what's coming up. Swearing toddler in thug video taken into protective custody by the CPS. The Nebraska toddler who repeated a slew of profanities in an online video has been taken into child protective custody, Omaha police said Wednesday. While authorities found nothing criminal in the video, officials with the Omaha Police Child Victim Unit, Nebraska Child Protective Services, took the infant and three other children into custody, the police department said on its Facebook page. The joint investigation found safety concerns, the statement said. In the video, the diaper child is bombarded with obscenities and racial slurs by the adults around him. The African-American toddler knocks down a chair and gives nearly as good as he gets, responding to some of the comments with an upraised middle finger and telling one of the adults to shut the bleep up. The adults laugh and prompt him to repeat other crudities. Well, this is what happens when children raise children. This is the arrested development of the gangster culture. But the issue is, do you want to have your kids taken if they get seen cussing? Because kids learn this stuff from other children as well. Now, surely this video looks like it's going to be a bad house. You could say that that is reasonable suspicion, probable cause to investigate. The problem is the history of the CPS, especially in Omaha. Woohoo, boy, do you know about that? Running a giant Republican Party pedo ring out of Omaha with the CPS, you name it. And that came out in court certified. The biggest pedophile ring in government ever found, led back to Boys Town, led back to Penn State. I remember Senator DeCamp, big Republican, former CIA guy, Black Ops, Vietnam, on my show a decade plus before Penn State broke, saying they had a pedophile ring in Penn State, and me shutting him down on air. In fact, those recordings are out there. Because he didn't have proof of that. I didn't want to get sued. And of course, later it came out. The whole point here is that we're here talking about Chris Christie shutting down a road and being caught lying, obviously, to get back at his political enemies. I mean, you look at that bloated gangster thug up there defending himself, but doing these fake apologies. I mean, it's just horrible. But the corruption runs much, much deeper than that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they bust some New York governor for visiting hookers. I mean, give me a break, folks. They'll bust you for visiting hookers. They'll bust you for not paying $1,000 of your taxes. But when you commit the big mega crimes, they're so big you can't be brought down because it's too big to fail. these pedophile rings, these banker rings, these narcotics trafficking rings, these radiation trafficking rings, the nuclear power industry, they're too big to fail. When they fail, oh, let's build more reactors. And so we've got those reports there. We've got some other news. First H5N1 avian flu death in North America. That's a big deal from CNN. We're going to be breaking that down. But let's go back and go to Jane. Then we'll go to Raider and Jack and Chris and Mark and others that are patiently holding. But Jane, until the break in 5 minutes, you've got the floor. Tell folks about yourself, what you saw, how they now say radiation is safe when they didn't say that in the past. And from somebody that did this, your perspective on what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I first got into the business, I started at the bottom and I worked my way up. And one time we had to clean out a slump, a sump area, and it was designated clean. I did not like the survey, so halfway into it, now this is stuff where liquid stuff was taken out and put in a 55-gallon barrel drum. Halfway through, I decided to take another sample. I took the sample up to where the HPs are, the rad techs, to get a reading on it, and as soon as I stepped through where the meters were, every single one of those meters went off, and all I could do at that point was just step back and hold what I had. I wasn't allowed to put it down. I wasn't allowed to move. I wasn't allowed to do anything. And this caused a big stink up into the plant, and the plant ended up being fined. I'm not going to say which plant it was, but I ended up, because I found that, and this was going up out into the ocean, because I found that, I ended up cleaning toilets full for 2 months because they faced a hefty fine. So it's not that, you know, they did not want it known that it was going out into the ocean. And this kind of stuff, I worked at another plant. One time, one of their tanks out back was leaking, and it was leaking into the ground, and they were as fast as possible trying to replace that soil because the NRC was going to come in, and they didn't want to get busted. And everybody worked with them because none of us wanted to lose our jobs. This stuff is going on continuously, and I'll never get back on in the nuclear field after this phone call.
Well, you've got a lot of courage, and it's come out that it's a whole culture of cover-ups, and now they're just mainlining the cover-ups to mainstream dinosaur media and government, and that sets the table for just incredible disasters.
It does, and the people that you want to get in touch with, Alex, to help you, to give you truth about what's really out there, don't go to the House people, that like the HPs that you would get from the actual House. Go to the contractors. Every nuclear outage they have, they bring contractors from around the country. They bring them in. Those contractors are the ones that you want to give you what's really going on. They have the experience. The house techs, I'll be honest with you, I'm not talking them down. They have it made easy. It's just like working for the county. You kick back, you don't do anything, you get paid for it. And it's the contractors that travel around and do these different outages. You want a senior HP, senior rad tech, I think is what they're calling them nowadays. That's the one that you want to get a hold of to give you an indicate, to tell you what you guys are walking into. You at least want to know what you're walking into before you walk into it. That's all I'm saying. I just learned to respect the stuff.
Well, absolutely, and the local radiation detector manufacturer who went out there and found levels 1,400 times said, do not swim, do not go in that area, it's dangerous. What you're saying is exactly what he said. We went to the same area, found 1,000 times what the regular background level generally is. And so, again, this is another illustration of 30 years ago, this would have been a big news story. Now, it's just we're so comfortable with corruption of any type, whether it be physical or cultural or economic, that's what tyranny is. It's evil. It's systems of fraud taking over. And that has certainly happened there. So our team's doing a great job out there, Jakari Jackson and the rest of them. They've got a live report coming up in about 15 minutes. And they're going to be going all the way up the northern coast to the west coast and then down south as well. So we are going to come back and take more of your phone calls and then get into more of the news. Thank you so much, Jane, for your testimony. All right. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is their news site. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. More calls and news straight ahead.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
If you leave me, I won't miss you,
and I won't ever take you back. All right, let's go back to your phone calls.
Girl, your memory.
Let's talk to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Good.
All right, I have kind of a question to ask you in reference to a previous show you were talking about. You said that at the bottom of the rabbit hole is pure evil. And coming from, as a faithless soldier and a religious person, I think the Lord has kind of allowed this evil to persist. Now I want to ask you, what do you think has caused this to be brought on us, this type of evil?
Well, the fact that we don't fight evil and that we've embraced it, and I really think aborting 50-plus million people here and then tens of millions in other countries, the lie that that's not a human, the lie that it's disposable, we made all of ourselves disposable and opened ourselves up at that moment.
And with the sun flipping upside down, do you think it's just going to, we're going to plunge deeper into the rabbit hole, or do you think there's a bottom we're going to break through, or is this just the beginning?
I think it's just the beginning.
And why do you think that?
Because the people are going to have to be judged, and God doesn't, and from my experience, even actually generally do something to you. God just steps back and removes the hedge of protection so that evil can have its way with you. We open the door to evil. God steps back and lets the evil in because we have free will. And so it's like the song from the band, I think it's called The Order of Death. It's this is what you want, this is what you get. We've got that in the computer. And that's really what it is. And you know, even before my cousin died, my uncle died, and great uncle died in the last 4 months, even before you know, all this other stuff happened, I was having a feeling of dread, and I still have it. It's not over my family dying and that string of you know, hard knocks. It's the cultural things I see and all the signs I see and the things that are going and government gearing up for collapse and government not caring anymore. And corporations not caring anymore, and really a real spirit of wanton destruction. And I think we're entering a really bad area of the cycle. And those of us that are good people and love justice and love God, who aren't just Pharisee Bible thumpers that hide in their mega churches and feel good all day and you know, are on power trips of arrogance and narcissism, I mean, a lot of so-called Christians you run into are that are Pharisees. They're more like arrogant, narcissist, on self-righteous power trips, who don't ever see any of the real corruption or problems. They just want to feel self-righteous and better than everybody. Those people have got a really rude awakening with everything that's coming down the road. I mean, at least worldly people who've given into the system you know, will admit that the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, so you might as well have fun riding it down. At least they're honest. It's these lukewarm yuppies and trendies and fake Christians and, they like Obama because he's loving and fights racism and the world's doing good and they're the moral people and you're not and global warming's real, so you better pay carbon taxes to them and they're the authority, they have the high ground and everyone else is a piece of trash but them and but then, oh, listen to you talking about the radiation or listen to you talking about. And those people always buy into the hype machine, too. And I think vanity in the final equation and the self-serving arrogance of the world is the grease that's going to skid everything going over the edge. And I mean, look, I'm just going to tell you. I've always said I think we've got more time before the big collapse and war and all this. I don't think we do. Unless there's a major reprieve of this civilization, this society, and people really hit their knees and repent. Even if you're not a bad person, we all need to repent for just being part of this whole thing. I think 2014 is going to be super bad. I mean, do any of you out there not feel it? I mean, does anyone listening to me who's awake not feel the dread of drums in the deep? They are coming. Anything else, caller?
Yeah, well, this was kind of on a separate issue. Well, I'm a frequent listener, and I know you don't screen calls, but I think maybe in this year you might need to change that policy, because as I've been listening past the past couple years, it seems like you get calls that just are intended to rile you up, mess with your head, or clearly like, you know, you know, government workers.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Specific subject, like let me hear from military personnel, or let me hear from radiation workers, or let me hear from truck drivers. We can fill the phones up with incredible callers. When I just say wide open phones, whatever you want, we're not screening calls, it's going to be people calling in with an agenda, or people calling in who are off work that day sitting back drinking beer. I mean, quite frankly, a lot of times I say, have you been drinking? And they go, yeah. Or on the Sunday show, I can tell when somebody's been smoking pot. I go, you're stoned right now. And they're like, yeah, sure am. And you know what? That's part of the reality of the show. But we probably should use this platform better sometimes. Like, I should have thought, let's open the phones up for former or current nuclear power plant workers or submarine workers, nuclear submarine folks, so they could call in and give their take on what's happening. Because I can have nuclear physicists on, and I can have, but really getting people that work in and around this, that's what's really important to do. So maybe tomorrow for 30 minutes or an hour, I'll open the phones up and go to their calls and get people on who have worked in all this. Because we have such a great pool of intelligent, great people out there. It does kind of insult their intelligence sometimes to then just have a free-for-all and let anybody do what they want, which nobody does in talk radio. But I do things a little bit different. But separately from that, I don't want to spend too much time talking about the callers here today, but Jack, finish your point.
I have one other point. I was just saying that you should maybe keep an eye on your the callers and also maybe do some background checks on your staff if you don't already do that. My other point is with this legalization of marijuana, how you said with people calling in stoned and whatever. I smoked pot for about, I was stoned for 7 years and just recently decided to quit just because it's not really the most healthiest choice to do for your mind. But through that 7 years of being stoned, I've met some interesting people, and one of them works for this giant medicinal farm on the West Coast in California. And he openly told me that they're spraying benzos and all sorts of pharmaceuticals on that crop. So how you're saying that the feds are using this as another form of control, that's very likely because this is not the same hippie stuff from the 70s and 60s.
Continue on that line.
Well, I met this guy, you know how it is, like you meet people around here and there and then started talking to him and, we're exchanging stories about this and that. And he told me about how he used to work for this huge grow op outside of L.A. And this was a couple years ago when medicinal was just kind of starting to spread in that area. And if you're a smoker, you can kind of realize that, not only are there different strains, but also when you're smoking it, the actual burning process kind of changed now where there's kind of like a crackling, different taste. And, they kind of attribute that to the nutrients they put in the soil when they're growing this stuff indoors. But he openly said that, they're putting a bunch of crap in the fertilizers and nutrients, but they're also spraying the plants with some unknown chemicals. And he said that there were crops that they were spraying, and there were separate crops that they would keep in a completely separate area that they wouldn't spray and they wouldn't cross-contaminate.
Now, I hear you. Very interesting. I appreciate your call. That's the type of investigative report we should do. Because when you look at governments and the globalist mindset of a technocratic scientific elite, the whole world is a petri dish, is a laboratory. And we are guinea pigs living on this scientific reservation. And so the question is, what aren't they manipulating? What aren't they studying? What aren't they trying to dominate as hyper-control freaks? And since the 50s, when they began to deploy CIA-produced LSD onto college campuses, that's declassified, they have been adding things to marijuana, hallucinogens, you name it, putting it on the street as test. By the 50s, they would put PCP in the marijuana and ship it into the black neighborhoods. I mean, that's been in Congress. So you wonder why black neighborhoods still today have the taste for PCP-loaded marijuana. That's because Uncle Sam gave them the sugar tooth for it. And when you look at this, everyone I know that smokes pot on a basis of hitting it really hardcore has been fundamentally altered and brain damaged by it. And look, I'm not one to talk. I've drunk my fair share of liquor, okay? I don't like marijuana. I like liquor. And I've had battles up and down with it. I mean, I don't drink a ton, but I like to drink. I like to relax and turn my brain off. Because believe me, if I don't drink a few beers or a few glasses of wine at night, or a couple vodka and tonics. I mean, I cannot go to sleep. I cannot quit thinking about this. And I get, it's not even depressed. It's more just totally sick of the information, and I can't quit thinking about it. And then I have all these great ideas. I'm away from work, and I want to do all this work. And so look, I'm not knocking people who like to recreationally drink some wine or smoke some pot. But the pot that was around in the 60s is not the pot that's around today. It's been genetically engineered, many of the top strains, to be much more powerful. People say they do drugs sometimes to test them. I do smoke marijuana, and I'm on record, about once a year, literally as a broadcaster, to be able to tell people how powerful it is. And I have tried. I don't think I'll even do it again. I mean, I've smoked pot in the last 2 years one time where I couldn't get out of the chair I was in. Two hits off a marijuana cigarette, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you, I'm against throwing people in jail for this stuff because it's the government controlling it to begin with and it's all a big racket. But there's a reason they're legalizing it. A, the war on drugs has been exposed. They can move on to all the other drugs they're putting on the streets to put you in jail with that. They've lost the fight over marijuana. Almost every cop out there has smoked it before. Almost every judge out there has smoked it before. Old-fashioned marijuana, on record, is a lot better for you than alcohol. So they're losing that battle. All they do is pivot over and then take it over to tax it and regulate it and then to make it a pharmaceutical. And they're adding all sorts of stuff to it. You see, marijuana is already in the hallucinogen class. It's psychotropic. And they want people docile, not fighting back, not thinking for themselves. And that marijuana is the perfect thing for that. Marijuana is the perfect thing to deploy against the public. So let's get this straight. I'm for drug decriminalization. I know the drug war is a fraud. I've been doing this for 18 years, back when that was not popular, 18 years ago. But I want to add, I do not endorse the drug culture. I do not endorse marijuana. I think it's bad. And that's what I have to say on the subject. I mean, there are some people that can smoke it responsibly and not turn into vegetables. But most people can't do it. And again, if you've got a government constantly caught jacking the entire food supply, jacking the water, what do you think they're going to put in the marijuana? And I've talked to high-level people in the Green Triangle, the Emerald Triangle in Northern California and others. They all pay off the police. They all pay off the government. They're allowed to operate. Planes come over and spray it. They're told, keep your mouth shut. It's not a defoliant. It's not an Agent Orange chemical. It's not Paraquat. They're spraying it with stuff. And it could be Bill Gates' nano vaccine that they've patented or rolling out. You don't know. That's the thing. The government has unlimited funding and our money and our wealth to put stuff in the water, the food, everywhere. And they are obviously targeting the marijuana. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If I can't get out of a chair, it's a hardcore drug. Okay? Because I've got an extreme tolerance. And not even from using drugs. For whatever reason, they tried to put me to sleep before for surgery. It took 9 times the normal level, a hospital record. I was waking up. They had to restrain me, literally attacking the people, sawing into my leg, fixing a compound break I had. I was 16 then. So if I can't get out of a chair for an hour and a half, 2 hours when I smoke pot, let me tell you, this stuff's bad. Now, grabbing a kid and throwing them in juvenile hall where they'll learn to use 100 drugs and giving them a record so they can't. No. That's an even greater crime. I'm just saying, kids, you think it's cool to smoke pot all day? No, it's not. What's cool is to hike up a mountaintop and get an endorphin rush when you hike 3 miles, up a trail and then can see for 50 miles around you. What's great is to paint a beautiful painting or to make a film or beautiful music or to be successful and be honorable. You have normal drugs in your brain, and that's what you want. That's what you should go after. So, again, my move against the drug war is not an endorsement of the drug culture. I cannot stand the drug culture. I cannot stand drug people. Marijuana 100% is a gateway drug into everything else. They use that truth, though, as a way to then throw the book at you, and that only makes you get more into the culture. Alcohol is a gateway into all this stuff. Pharmakia. Humans have been putting things into our bodies since the first days of our species. You can watch blue jays get in a tree and eat china berries after they've gone ripe, and they have alcohol in them and get drunk and literally fall on the ground. Are you going to arrest the blue jay? No. You shouldn't arrest people for chemicals in their body. That is as old as humanity. It's as old as drinking alcohol. But you should be able to criticize it. Because the druggies get real mad when I talk like this. And it's because it's destructive and I don't like it. So this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. What does a dolphin use to get high? A toxic puffer fish that makes them lapse into a trance-like state. That's right, dolphins like to take hallucinogens. They've got a brain bigger than ours, and one side of it is always awake, even when the other side's sleeping. Pretty neat. Now, are we going to arrest the dolphins because they like to get high? No. You got to be honest with kids and about how destructive this stuff can be. But see, they want to put them on all the Prozac drugs, all the Adderall speed. Stuff is even worse than marijuana, worse than cocaine. Let me tell you, I've looked at the molecules. I've interviewed medical doctors. Adderall. Stuff like that, Ritalin, Luvox, that stuff is way worse than cocaine, folks. They're probably not going to ever get enough money to kill themselves on cocaine. Gaming for long periods can make you hallucinate and have seizures. That's in major studies. We're all being programmed. Look, you don't just get programmed with drugs. They're programming you with viruses. They're programming you with nanotech. They're programming you with chemicals in the air. They're, and this whole New World Order, Brave New World, read Brave New World, read Brave New World Revisited nonfiction, is about taking us over with drugs and not even using drugs to empower the human species. I'm not even saying you can really do that. There's some evidence that psilocybin mushrooms and, yes, if you can get pharmaceutical LSD, can boost IQ massively. The problem is that the average person may not be able to handle that, especially if they've got life issues and other things. I mean, that's what I'm telling you, folks. This isn't a game. The Bible says pharmakia is of the devil and is of sorcerers, and don't take it. Well, what do you call the pharmacy? Mind-altering pharmakia, it opens your mind up to a lot of things. And a lot of scientists think that it's not actually boosting your brain. It's only opening your brain up to areas that were already there you weren't in touch with, and opening you up to other things that are around you. And that's why people that try to get, you know, witches, you name it, take it to make contact with the other side. And whether you believe that physically exists or exists in another dimension, it exists in your mind, so it might as well be real. That's what women and the broom is, running around the fire. Taking the hemlock, taking the other hallucinogenic drugs, the nightshade, the mistletoe. And by the way, folks, don't take that stuff. You take too much, your heart will explode. People talk about hallucinogens. There's buckhorn, buckeyes. It's just everywhere. I mean, I can go out with a book on plants and get blasted out of my brain in 20 minutes. I can leave this office, drive to the woods, and I can show you hallucinogens growing everywhere. I can take them home like a witch and stew them up in my black pot, piece of this, piece of that, and then I'll see the devil if I want to. That's all this stuff is. And they're jacking it in the food, the water, the pot, the pharmaceuticals. They're deciding what to put in you, ladies and gentlemen. They're deciding how to program you. They're deciding what to do. And you take hallucinogens now and all these other drugs, and the synthetic ones with the electromagnetic stuff in the televisions. For 50 years, they've had monkeys chained up, different generations of monkeys, putting them on drugs and then hitting them with electromagnetic radiation, hitting them with television frequencies, radio frequencies. They're testing it, and now they're all doing it to us. We're being bombarded. And that's why you see people becoming evil, breaking down, acting strange, acting weird, because it's going on everywhere. We're being tested on. We're being manipulated. This is happening right now. We're going to come back from break, go to your calls. I appreciate folks holding. We're going to go to Chris. We're going to go to Mark. We're going to go to Tom. We're going to go to Phil and others straight ahead here on the other side of this quick break. Please don't forget this transmission is listener supported, and we try to sell the very best products, quality products that I personally use, whether it's special little inexpensive survival cook stoves that are just amazingly high quality at InfoWarsStore.com, or whether it's the best books and videos and Patriot literature and T-shirts and pants and hats and stuff to get the word out. And then that's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the great coffee, my favorite blend of coffee that we now have brought to you directly from Mexico, southern Mexico, totally organic. We have the nascent iodine that will be back in next week. You can pre-order now to get Survival Shield delivered to you first, InfoWarsLife.com. And while you're helping yourself and your family, you're helping fund hardcore real radio. I mean, look, I'm far from perfect, but let me tell you something. I'm as real as it gets.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. They're now RFID chipping the marijuana in Europe and in places like Colorado and the U.S. Big Pharma pills are coming out now with tracker chips in them, and the former head of DARPA said, oh, yeah, we're going to use this to track you. Ford is up on Infowars.com. One of their executives bragging, yeah, we track everywhere you go, how fast you go. We're going to give it to the cops. See, you pay for the cell phone, you pay for the truck, and then you pay for all this illegal garbage they put in there, and then they tell you, by the way, we're doing it to hide it in plain view so that you think it's normal. I've noticed this hunting, quail, dove, pheasant, you name it. If you literally walk around like you're doing nothing, with kind of the rifle shotgun down by your side, like you're not hunting, they will come right out and they will not fly away and you can shoot them. But if you're looking like a predator and got the gun like this, they flee. And that's basically epigenetics, where they took 10 generations of chickens. I'm going to do a whole report on this. And bred them indoors, never seeing anything outside, and took the 10th generation, or it was the 11th generation, put them in a room with a fake sky over it, and had a cloud go by, had a plane go by, had the shape of a person go by. Chickens didn't care. Have a hawk fly by, they all freak out and run away. Because genetically, there's an actual memory, this has been proven, transmitted into higher order animals. Everything they do in this world is to block your instincts, your archetypal instincts that are already there that guide you. They've gotten rid of all of our old rituals. They've replaced them with destructive rituals. We're being programmed, ladies and gentlemen, scientifically. And I'm like a throwback caveman freaking out, going, rick, 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 black uniforms, checkpoint, rick, rick, big government, read their documents. I mean, it's not like I'm special or something. Our enemies are sitting there openly saying they're coming after us, openly saying they're enslaving us, putting us on drugs to dumb us down and make us biological robots, the ones that they allow to live. And then I'm going, my God, we're under attack. But the people have already been raised indoors so long, domesticated, that they're like, listen to that weirdo, listen to that weirdo. It's not really a chicken. It's more like a parrot imitation. It's a chicken with a parrot voice. And I realize I'm just an old-fashioned, instinctive person. Enemies openly announce they're drugging me and attacking us. I'm like, oh, well, you are the enemy. I will oppose you. But the general public has been in a laboratory experiment of arrested development and not going through rituals and rites of passage. They've done everything to arrest women and men's development. And they only allow you to have rites of passage if you work in the government or the military or the police, or go have a fake rite of passage at a football game. You know, the chickens all get to sit there and be in a real war and a real battle and be real men and cheer for their knights out there on the field instead of ever being real men. And they're literally children. I talk to major executives that know how to run operations, but they admit they're children and just don't care. And they're happy to be children. That's the other thing. They've never had their rites of passage. And I realized this weekend. My son's really smart and really cool and smarter than I am, but I've sheltered him too much. He needs the rite of passage. That's why they're trying to get rid of letting kids fight. And hardcore sports is they don't want the rites of passage. You must have the rites of passage to activate the ancestral memories.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Nation, using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.